I'm very thankful to be here. It's a big privilege for me, to my soul. And to be honest, I haven't been praying for it, for a message, but I felt like maybe it's not the right thing to do here at Monarch. But I heard the message about that we should step up and take courage. And trust the Lord for the outcome. So, and I, by the Lord's help, I want to do it. And I really ask you for prayers. I need it very, very much. Just keep praying for me that the Lord would give me the right words. I know the language can be a hindrance, but I hope the Holy Spirit can bring all the thoughts to your heart. He can do it the best way. So, my name is Nikolai Korshunov. I'm from Germany, from Rötgesbüttel, Church of God, Rötgesbüttel. I have a burden in my heart. Let's start with a scripture in the book Judges. Judges chapter 6. It's about Gideon, and I want to read a little bit of it. Verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us unto the hands of Midianites. And the Lord looked up upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And I was thinking about it, about this scripture, and I don't know if you have ever felt it this way, that maybe you see some changes, some trouble, some problems, maybe in the congregation, maybe in the family, and you maybe look at the past. You look at the, maybe you read some books from some old books, and you see great miracles, great things the Lord was doing through brothers and sisters, and how he revealed his power of the Holy Spirit through them. And sometimes you maybe put this question in your mind, if the Lord is with us, where are they, those miracles? And I feel like the Lord wants, and I appreciate every testimony what I've heard here at Monarch, and I really, some of them are just like a giant to me, and I wish, I hope it would be in my life. But nevertheless, we need more. I feel that the Lord wants us to be more, have more power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in my life, that He can use us in the way He wants to use. So, a little bit of my personal story. I was born in Russia, in Russia we have a rule or a law that every young man has to go to the army. And I'm not going to be political here. It's a big trouble what's going on there, and it's very sad, and let's pray for the soul that the Lord would bless and save them, maybe in the last moments of their lives, the Lord would talk to the rulers of the lands. But so I went to the army and for 1 year. And you know, it was like mandatory to us. It was so everybody has to go, and yes, there were some exceptions, but almost every young man should serve in the army. So in the army, there are some of them, maybe very little, very few of them, they really wanted to serve, give their strength for the country, but I felt like the most of them just did it because they had to. And they even invented a word for being somebody who doesn't do anything. So they just try to hide themselves somewhere, and just that the commander doesn't see them, and they just, yeah, just use their time for themselves, so doing nothing. There was a certain verb that's not in the Russian language. This verb is not in the Russian language, but they made it up. They just wanted to be this way, and many of the soldiers, they just were trying to find maybe a very easy job or maybe a place they can hide themselves. But I was thinking about us, like a army of the Lord, and I know there is a song that the children sing, we are in the army of the Lord, and I feel like the Lord wants us to be a good soldiers. Amen. He wants us to be not just a soldiers, just a regular army, but they want us to be special forces. Yes. They want us to be something special in His hands that He can use. Yes. And use whenever and wherever He wants to. And you know, I think everybody of you knows about special forces, how they go to the maybe foreign countries, maybe hidden from eyes of other people, and just to accomplish a certain specific task, maybe in their own country, but it's something special. It's something that only they can accomplish. It's something that they have ability for. And I feel like the Lord wants us to be able to do such tasks, to be able to go wherever He wants us to go and just be those special forces for Him, for His glory. But we have also, we need some equipment. We need some something that from the Lord. And what I was thinking about, especially at first, it was having a burden for souls, having this fire for souls. And if I'm talking to you right now, you know, it's for me. I felt this burden, I felt the need in my heart, and I really appreciate the message yesterday afternoon. Brother Don brought a very good message. It touched my heart so deeply. Even I had maybe similar thoughts, maybe something that goes in this direction, but I was touched so deeply, and I was weeping and crying and praying that the Lord would help me. And so the burden for souls and burden for God's people, for souls that are in our congregation, there may be young people, maybe those that are not stable in their walk with the Lord. So we need such burdens. So I was thinking about David and Goliath. We all know this story. It's a very encouraging story. We maybe heard about it even when we were children. It was something great. It was like a hero. This small, maybe teenager, I don't know, or a boy, going to against this great giant, and by the Lord's help, he won. But what I wanted to read maybe a little bit, it was something what goes along with it. It is in the scriptures in 1 Samuel. Chapter 17. It's about this talk between King Saul and David. It is in the verse 32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And then he say, Saul answered to him and say, "You are young. You are too young. You are not able to do it. You are not a man of war, and everybody is afraid of this great giant. But David answered to Saul and said, verse 34, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him." It's very interesting, this burden for sheep, for the souls that maybe the devil is trying to bring away from the Lord. And I feel like I need more such a burden for maybe young people who are not stable in the Lord, that I should pray for them, that I should be such sensitive to the soul. Just feel what they are feeling right now. And David says, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. And he says about that the Lord was with him. It wasn't his ability. It wasn't his strength, and something he couldn't do, he could train, but it was the Lord, the power of the Lord moving and working in him. And he got that. So I was thinking about another scripture about Aaron, and this scripture where the people of Israel were mourning about what the Lord was doing with them. It is in the book of Numbers, chapter 16, number 16, verse 41. "But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, Ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces." It's a very hard saying. It was very hard talking of the Lord, saying that he may consume them in this moment. And we see this burden for the people of God. We see how Moses Aaron stepped in the gap between the Lord and between his people. And we read further, it says, "And Moses said unto Aaron, Take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun." And we see how Aaron, he had this ability to come to the altar. He had the fire of the Lord in his heart. And I'm trying to compare it with our lives. And I want to ask ourselves, everybody of us, do we have this fire? Do we have this access to the altar of the Lord? Can we go to the altar and praying and bringing the souls to the Lord and pleading and begging him that he would spare them? The people that maybe doesn't agree with some things, maybe they're going astray, and we have a burden for them. Have we this ability? Have we this strength? Have we this courage to do it? Can we say to the devil that it doesn't, those souls don't belong to them? They belong to God. So let's pray for them. Let's have a burden for them. And I thought about a scripture where it was a very sad scripture. Many, many years after this particular case, the Lord himself were saying about about his people. And he said, I was looking for somebody. I was looking, I was going, looking, and I didn't find anybody. I didn't find anybody who would stand up, who would stand in the gap between me and my people. I would like to help them, but there is nobody who can have this burden. There's nobody. Everybody is busy with his own life, with his own burdens maybe, with his own family, whatever, his job. And I felt a need in my heart that the Lord would help me to be more burdened for others, for our families, for our saints, for those who are sick. And I think, as I said, we need courage. We need this determination that we would go to the Lord and will hold, will keep praying, will won't go away from Him. Just stand in the gap till the Lord would answer. The Lord may help me. And I was thinking about Paul, Apostle Paul. It's a big, big example, big, it's a giant. And I really love how the Lord used him. And I was thinking about how he said to a congregation in Corinth, he says, we are fools for Christ's sake. So it was something in his life, in his soul, that other people would consider like foolishness. Something being foolish. And we know this account in the Bible, in the book of Acts, where he was preaching in the city, and they didn't agree, and they stoned him. They stoned him and brought him out of the city, and then the other saint, they came, they prayed for him, and then the foolish Paul, he stood up and went in the same city again. It is foolish, Paul. What are you doing? It's foolish, but the Lord wants us to be that foolish. Foolish for Him, not foolish, not being unwise, not being independent from others, but being foolish for Him. Being foolish in those things that the Lord laid on our heart, those burdens, that we can accomplish this special task. Maybe nobody can accomplish this task except we. That we may be those special forces for Him. I was thinking about a man in Russia. I heard about this story as I was a child. And it is foolish. he has a wife, and his wife gave a birth. It was his first son, I think, if I remember correctly. But somehow, so she was in the hospital, and somehow he wasn't allowed to go in the hospital. So what he did was he bought flowers, something for her, and he climbed up the wall to the window. I don't know, maybe it was very high. But he climbed up to bring her these flowers. You're foolish. What are you doing? But you know, he has something in his heart. Yes, he had the love for the Lord, had the love for his wife. And I think sometimes we do some foolish things if we love somebody. Yes. We are foolish. And somebody who doesn't have it, he thinks, you are foolish. What are you doing? But I hope we can taste it. The thought that the Lord wants us to be foolish for Him. Being foolish that others who maybe doesn't know Him just think about us being foolish, amazed about what we are doing, being those special forces going maybe to other countries or to other special tasks and accomplish it. So may the Lord help us. I was thinking about another equipment, what we are what we need. Apostle Paul writes to Ephesians to Ephesians, and he says about armors of the Spirit. He's talking about sword, about everything, helmet and everything. But it is not only that what we need in our life for the Lord. I was thinking about the power of the Holy Spirit, and I would like to talk to the maybe young people, maybe to those they haven't experienced that yet. It's very important to have the Holy Spirit in our life. It's very important to be consecrated. It's very important to give all, to be all in. It's very important to be that way, that the Lord can use us. Otherwise, we may be unusable. And the Lord wants us to be that way. He wants that we just give Him everything what we have. That we consecrate all what we have, our soul, our bodies, our jobs, our time, our talents, everything, that He can use us. And that He may give us the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can go and be stable in the Lord. And I'm not talking maybe necessarily about going to the other countries or maybe big things what we dream about, maybe, but I'm also talking about small things. Being stable in the Lord, being an example in your congregation, your family, being somebody who can pray in privately, being a warrior for the Lord. Maybe nobody sees you, but the Lord sees you. And He loves your foolishness. He loves how you are acting for Him. And He is pleased to dwell with you. So, I just want to say for maybe for younger people, consecrate your life to the Lord. It's very important for your personal life at first, and then for other people around you. I want to read some scripture to this thought. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 21, verse 21. 2 Timothy 2, 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Another scripture in chapter 3, the last verse, 17, he says, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I feel like the Lord wants us to be this way. He wants us to be consecrated completely, holy to Him, that we can say holiness unto the Lord. That everything in our life, even this, what we are hearing about today at the morning, it's very important to have this phone consecrated to the Lord. It may be holy, holiness, that we can read upon it, holiness unto the Lord. Otherwise, we are going in big troubles. May the Lord help us. Another thing what we really need, and it has something to do with courage, but I don't want to maybe highlight it or mark it. It's not only courage, but something, again, when we think about special forces, they are trained to be a unit, to help each other. And I really appreciate being at Monarch, singing songs. It's very blessing. It's something special. And praying together and talking after it. And it's a good thing. It's a blessing. The Lord wants us to do it. But I was thinking about being alone. Imagine if this special force going to... They are going to maybe foreign country and some of them die. Yes. And maybe you are alone. Nobody can help you. But we need something in our heart. Again, it has something to do with the Holy Spirit in us, that we can stand alone. I'm not talking about independency, but staying alone for the Lord, to accomplish this specific task for him. And I was thinking about Apostle Paul again. It's a great example for us, going how he was in prison again in 2 Timothy, I think. 2 Timothy, in the last chapter, chapter 4. He says, it's very sad to read about it, but he says in the verse 16, he was answering before the, if I understand correctly, he was answering before the king of Rome, or Caesar. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. You know, we need this type of courage. We need this type of power in our heart, that we should pray and seek the Lord, that He would give us that type of courage, that we can stand alone, even that everybody would forsake us, but we want to be faithful. We want to be faithful in our hardest times, and I really appreciate all of testimonies, and I don't have these experiences. But I pray that the Lord would help me if I will get to this point, that He will give me that power, that courage. And again, it's not about, not necessarily about going and doing something special, but being faithful in small things. Maybe also to young people, the Lord laid on my heart, and I'm very thankful for it. It's not my thought. It wasn't my idea, but the Lord laid it on my heart to visit all saints, those who are maybe sick or alone. And I can say or tell you that it's been a big blessing to me. It was a big blessing to do this small thing, maybe in our eyes, but maybe help the soul, one soul that is maybe discouraged right now. And I remember one particular case, situation. It is this sister is a very dear sister. She's maybe 80 or 80 years old. She's sick, and the Lord laid on my heart over and over again to go to her or maybe to call her. And one time He answered, I called her, and she said, you know, it's a miracle. Just now, I was so alone, so lonely. I was praying, Lord, send Brother Nikolai that he may call me. And 5 seconds later, I'm calling. I was crying. It's the Lord. It's His work. It's something He gives us. And He wants us to be those special forces going to the specific tasks and accomplished by His help. So I really pray that the Lord would bless us in this, that we can see this picture of this beauty being useful for the Lord, being in His hands with all we have, being on the altar, being sanctified, that we can say, holiness unto the Lord. Please pray for me. Amen.